You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Ben. The Reserve Bank of Australia left the benchmark rate unchanged at 2.5% yesterday, and the Aussie dollar strengthened against after the central bank appeared to play down the need for further rate cuts. Does this signal renewed strength for the AUD, particularly given the tapering appears off the cards for now?
Okay, yes, the Aussie dollar, interesting place to start. I think what we're going to have to do is basically put the Aussie dollar into a new trading range. Now, previously we had it in the realm of sort of 89 to 94 US cents. I think in light of the RBA leaving rates on hold at 2.5%, and basically they weren't as dovish as they previously have been, I think we're going to have to upgrade the trading range probably to 92 to 96 US cents. Now, we could even put, you know, depending on tapering and future RBA moves, I mean, we might even have to upgrade that again. Now, it was interesting because it certainly spiked on the release of the statement from the RBA, but then yesterday we had some building and trade data which had some downwards impact on the Aussie dollar. So, you know, some soft data might just feed through to rate expectations going forward. And then, of course, last night, you know, a much softer US dollar. After that, jobs data just saw the Aussie dollar spike a little bit. So there's a lot of push-pull factors going on at the moment. Tapering and race decisions here in Australia certainly have seen the Aussie lift off some depressed levels. But then again, a lot of currencies and a lot of commodities and assets that are rated in US dollars have followed suit as well.
But wouldn't a weaker currency be better for the Australian recovery?
Most definitely. And the Reserve Bank of Australia have been very explicit in saying that. They're saying that they wanted, ideally, a lower Australian dollar. Now, you know, there's only so much that jawboning in that area, there's only so much impact that can have. I mean, the rate cuts are still basically a blunt tool that they can use to lower the Aussie dollar, but I mean, it's not necessarily in their mandate, a softer Aussie dollar. They would like it, and yes, it would help various parts of the economy. A strong dollar has been a hindrance to many sectors, including tourism, including exports, including the manufacturing sector. But again, you know, it's only one side of the story, the softer Aussie dollar. We also need to see what's happening against other currencies, in particular that US dollar. That's the second part of the story. And, you know, there's only so much we can do if they decide to taper and put interest rates on hold. In the US, then obviously that's going to have an upwards impact across the Aussie dollar as well.
Well, investors have largely brushed off the US government shutdown as it's expected to have limited impact on the US economy and actually reduces the likelihood of tapering happening anytime soon. But are investors being too complacent given the looming debt ceiling deadline on the 17th of October?
I think they are. I was looking at the performance of risk assets yesterday, in particular equity markets, especially here in Australia. And, you know, by all rights, I mean, you would forgive people for selling these markets up around these levels at this stage and just sitting on the sidelines and waiting to see how it all pans out. Now, of course, we're going to see a lot of political brinkmanship between now and certainly the 17th. And it's basically the hard right in the US. And, you know, who knows what they're capable of doing? But, I mean, there's the belief that they wouldn't be that stupid. If for no other reason, it'd spell political doom for their careers, basically, if they did allow the US to default. There's a belief that it won't happen, but we saw they came pretty close last time. They'll come pretty close again. But at the end of the day, I'm just banking on the no one's that stupid factor. But, you know, we are dealing with the US political system, so maybe they are that stupid. We'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, well, given that, you know, the stocks have dipped a little bit last night, are you buying in the current dip or are you waiting for more clarity on how this will actually play out?
Like most investors, I'm buying, but I'm not jumping in to the pool, you know, without my costumes. Basically, I'm dipping a toe in the water, and that's and it's very stock specific in terms of sectors and what I'm looking for. I mean, there's a lot of the shares, not only in Asia but you know, specifically here in Australia, look very fully valued. And you know, certainly offshore companies with offshore earnings, they look very attractive at the moment, and that is on that soft potential for a softer Aussie dollar moving out into the future. But of course, you know, investors put the cart before the horse so many times. You know, I'm talking about a story that can play out in 2014 and 2015, but in the space of 2 or 3 months that we've been talking about these stocks, they're already run up and are fully priced for 2014 and for 2015. So, you know, it makes it very difficult, but I'm being very cautious and very careful in my stock selection, and I'm looking for value more than anything, as opposed to a banking sector that looks fully priced and other stocks with international earnings aspirations that also look fully priced. So they're out there, you just need to be particularly careful at this stage.
So with all this political uncertainty in the US, what is the real impact on the Aussie economy and markets? I mean, the currency aside.
Well, obviously, the US economy is the biggest economy in the world. So the old adage, you know, if Wall Street or the US sneezes, you know, we're going to catch a cold. So it is, you know, it's just something that we need to keep an eye on. And still going back to what I said earlier, you know, that belief that everything is going to be okay. I mean, that's certainly ringing true here at the moment, that both sides are going to come together. They're not going to play happy families, but at least they're going to put their differences aside and raise the debt ceiling. And we can, you know, the US economy can go on with the job in front of it of, you know, basically improving this recovery. So that is definitely going to feed through here in certainly, you know, the broader economy and across share markets as well. So, yes, I think we're just playing the wait and see game at the moment. But the belief is, looking at price action, that we are going to get a resolution. So that's kind of the way I'm positioning at this stage. But, you know, let's just keep an eye. You know, the 17th is only a couple of weeks away, and we'll just see how close they actually come. And then we've got the ratings agencies as well to have their say. Obviously, S&P downgraded the US last time. One of the other two might come out and do that. That's going to have some downward impact across US markets and therefore other international markets as well. So let's keep an eye on that.
Thank you, Ben. That was Ben LeBron, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney, on this morning's Market Watch.
BFM 89.9, the business station.